going on? Happy Sunday night to you and yours. Total Gym Radio Rocks, Bay Ragney here, and we're going to do it again. That's right, we're rocking and rolling New Year's Day style tonight again. Last week we interviewed Nicki Misery from New Year's Day. They got the new album out. It's called Unbreakable. Well, the people over at Rev Music came back to me. They said, hey, do you want to interview Ash Costello? Well, what kind of fool would not want to interview Ash Costello? So, interviewed Ash the other day. And I'm going to play my interview with Ash right now for everybody to hear. And then we're going to play a little bit of New Year's Day music. But make sure you check out the new album, Unbreakable. It is completely freaking amazing. I love it. I'm going to see them Tuesday night. I can't wait. And we talked to Ash about the new album. We talked about the whole connection with Hailstorm and touring with Hailstorm and In This Moment. And a few other things, little tidbits of fun. So check it out. Super cool person, good people there. And here she is, the one and only, Ash Costello.
Hey, Ash, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Yeah, you know, I'm super excited to talk to you about the whole album and everything. So I hope you're ready.
Thank you. I am. My voice is a little rough, so don't mind that.
Okay. So I got a quick, funny story for you. So the other day, Saturday, I'm driving back home from New Jersey to Philly. I'm at a friend's house I used to work for. He used to own a bunch of music stores here in the Philadelphia area. And he's selling all this, like, his personal, like, collection over the years of music equipment. I've been helping him sell it. So as I'm over there, and he gives me a marijuana-infused cookie, okay? And I don't smoke or nothing. I haven't gotten high in, like, 20 years. So I'm like, all right, screw it. I'll eat this cookie. So I eat this cookie and hang out with him for a couple hours, and I feel nothing. And then I'm driving home, and I'm cranking up the Unbreakable album, and it's
oh no!
It's literally, the album is like speaking to me so intensely, and as I'm driving, it hits me all of a sudden. I'm like, I'm freaking high as a kite. I'm like, this is amazing. So
oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So I mean, like, it made me like appreciate the album on a whole different level, because it was like literally the lyrics and everything was just coming through so prominently, and I was like, the album is just so empowering. It's like I want people to like have a pot cookie and listen to the lyrics of this album, because it's truly amazing.
Thank you. That's so cool. Thank you so much.
So go.
That's really
a
great story. Good story.
Like, as you guys were going through and putting this album together and writing and all, and I know like you've talked about, like, you went through a lot with the previous album. It was like real dark times, and this album, it seems like it was really, I don't want to say like proving a point, but it was kind of like really getting the fact across to everybody that you guys are unbreakable. You've lived through hell, and now you're like ready to do this like to a whole nother level.
Yeah. Yeah. As a band, we went through a lot, and me personally, I went through a lot. So it was when we put out Level, it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. I mean, so much life happened between then and the beginning of the writing of Unbreakable. So much happened. And there were times where I didn't think the band was going to make it through it. I was going to make it through it. But we did. You know, we did. And I really felt like, man, I can do anything. Like, I can conquer anything. And so I went into writing this record with this new confidence that I never had before.
That's amazing. I mean, especially, like I said, that song itself, Unbreakable, the title track. I mean, the lyrics to that are just amazing. I think that just, like, defines the whole album.
You know, that song was really hard to write, because as much as people will want to say, oh, New Year's Day has gone pop, or it's too, you know, they've changed their sound, maybe these people have not listened to the whole record clearly, because you get to Unbreakable. And when we were in the studio writing that, I told our previous guitar player who was writing with me that day, Jeremy Valentine, and the producer, Rich Marlowe, I said, I just want the ugliest riff you can give me. Make it ugly. Make it almost unbearable to listen to. Make it off-key. Make it sludgy. Make it dirty. You know, that's how the riff Unbreakable was made. And we could not figure out how to write melodically for that for like a year. It took so many different songwriting sessions and songwriters and people coming in and out and experimenting and trying things and really like having the confidence to do something out of the box that you're not used to as your, for your band or just in general. I can't think of any song that sounds like Unbreakable.
Yeah. You know, it's weird too, because like there's some songs that like through my life, they gave me like this weird feeling like in the gut of my stomach, like an emotional feeling that literally like is in the gut of my stomach and travels up to the back of my throat. And the one song from when I was a little kid, it always did this to me. Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. And I got that feeling from Unbreakable when I listened to it.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like just this weird emotional gut feeling I get. And that song gives it to me. It's weird. Like only like a handful of songs through my life have given it to me, but that's one of them. Yeah.
Man, I wish we could have like put that sentence on a sticker on like the cover of the album, you know, for people to pick up. Cause that's so cool.
And then I even thought to myself, like, that's, you know, write that down in your little notebook or wherever you take your notes for future stuff. A cover of Betty Davis Eyes for you guys would be interesting.
I will. I'm going to write that down because I think we are considering doing another cover EP. Just because it's fun. That's fun for us to do. It's something it's every musician loves covering their favorite songs.
Absolutely. Now you mentioned too about
that. All right, yeah.
You're writing it down. You mentioned too about how people were saying about you know, the pop sound, that they're scared. Are you guys turning pop? Were you personally kind of scared to unleash these songs, the more pop sounding songs?
Oh yeah. I mean, when we were in the album, I had so many talks with our producers, Mitch Marlowe and Scott Stevens. When I was like, are we doing the right thing? You know, because I self-evaluate, as any artist does, you know, always wondering if what you're doing is right. And they have done, you know, Adrenalize Me by In This Moment, Black Wedding by In This Moment, I Miss the Misery by Hailstorm. I mean, some of the biggest, best songs of my favorite bands, they helped produce and write. And they said, you're no different than Maria or Lizzie. They both sat there and wondered the same thing. And at the end of the day, you just have to do what you think is cool. Like, do you like listening to it? Does it make you happy? That's what matters. And if other people like it, that's great. And if they don't, at least you did what you like. So that's what I did. You know, I just wrote music that I thought was exciting and fun to listen to and hope that other people would like it. But before we released Shut Up, I called my manager. I was like, are you sure this is the right song? And now it's top 20 on radio. So, and I just had this moment with my producers. And I'm like, do you guys remember doing a song in the studio and wondering, like, oh, fuck, is this the right thing?
That's
so it's
fun.
Doing just fine. So that was good advice they gave me.
I'll tell you what, like, when I first heard Shut Up, when it debuted over on Octane, I got scared for you. I was like, uh-oh, like, it's really pop sound. And I'm like, ooh. Like,
I think a lot of people did.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, even though, like, and it is, it's an amazing song, Shut Up and Skeleton, is even they're a little more poppy, but they're amazing songs. And I listen to them, I'm like, this is just a freaking hit. It's just an absolute hit. But I think this week when you guys put out the video for Shut Up, it takes it to a different level, to where it makes the song, oh, there's a little pop to it, but it's heavy as hell, too.
It does have heavy elements. I mean, the chorus, if you take out the melody in the chorus, the guitars are just like any other heavy riff. You know, I wanted to write melodies that I enjoy singing and I enjoy singing along to. Because I love heavy music, but for me, a lot of it leaves a lot to be desired vocally. And I wanted something you can understand what I'm saying. You can understand the melody. It's catchy to you. It's pleasurable to listen to. And with Shut Up, that was like the main focus, was just simplicity and catchiness.
That's awesome. Now, how about the video?
I've noticed in every video I have to like kill somebody. Like a thing. But I've been waiting to do an American Psycho music video for a long time. And when I was told that this song was going to be the single and it needed a video, I just thought it was a very good fit.
Now, how about the whole fit with Jose Mangan?
Isn't he cool? It was so awesome of him to do that. He was a really good sport. I've just gotten to know him throughout the years and playing different festivals and doing interviews with him. And we've gotten pretty close with him. And he was such an advocate for the song Shut Up. He really loved it right away and pushed it pretty hard for us. So when I thought of all the people I know, all the friends and big bands I know and everything, I was like, I really think it's fitting to kill Jose Mangan. I really do.
Now, you know, that's going to be the headline on Blabbermouth. I really thought it was fitting to kill Jose Mangan.
Yeah, I really thought it was, because he pushed the song. And in the music video, you know, it's Christian Bale telling Jared Leto to check out Hugo's music. It's me telling him to check out Shut Up. And it just felt right.
That's funny. That's so funny. Now, let me ask you this, too, and this is like a serious kind of question, where do you ever get scared? And I think about that, like, especially with you, because you got that star power, you got that star look to you that really stands out. And I think to myself, do you ever get kind of scared where you're going to get singled out over the band? You know what I mean? And kind of like the old No Doubt video for Don't Speak.
No, I don't get scared at all, because my band is really supportive. Then we talk about it a lot, and they know that, you know, with me looking the way I do and sounding the way I do and just the presence that I have, that it's just natural, and they're not threatened by it at all. There's no ego in the band. They're just very supportive.
That's awesome.
I know. I got really lucky.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about the whole the tour you guys did with Hailstorm and In This Moment? I mean, how amazing was that?
Oh, it's a dream come true. It was a dream come true. We were playing arenas with our favorite bands, and they were so nice to us. And it was very good for us as a band. You know, we grew a lot. It was just really cool. It was really awesome. We got put on the tour because we were the bridge between the two. You know, if there was a band right in the middle of what In This Moment brings to the table, what Hellstorm brings to the table, everyone believed that New Year's Day kind of fit that category.
When you get on a tour like that, does that become, like you said, like it really helps you guys as a band? Does it also become kind of like almost like a rock school session where you're just kind of getting like mentored by like Lizzie, like, you know what I mean? Like just taken under their wings and taught.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, luckily they are all very, very nice and kind and sweet. And we were offered all kinds of advice and help. And we learned a lot from them. Some bands are secretive. They weren't.
That's cool. Do you have like any bands like in your eye that you want to do the same thing for, like that you want to give back to and take under your wing?
You know what? No, not right now. I haven't, but I don't feel like we're in that position yet. So that's probably why. I still feel like we have a ways to go. I mean, who knows? Maybe. I don't know. I'm just so focused on mentoring ourselves.
I think with this album, though, it could happen sooner than you think. I truly think this is like your guys' Metallica's Black album.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I mean, here's hoping. Every time I tell my team, my management, my label, and I say, look at, you know, Shut Up's at 20, and we're number one on the rock charts and all this. And they go, oh, we just started. We've only just started. So don't even get excited yet. I'm like, oh, all right. Let's see where this goes.
Is that scary?
No. I mean, yeah, actually, yes and no. Yes and no. Because I know that everything's fickle and fleeting. So I take it all with a grain of salt.
I hear you. Now, how about, didn't Lizzie co-write a couple songs with you on this album, too?
She did. Break My Body, just one.
Just one, okay.
Just Break My Body, which wouldn't... Really?
I thought it was Break My Body and Misunderstood.
No, Misunderstood was all me.
How about that?
Misunderstood was all me and the producer, Scott Stevens. But Break My Body was Lizzie. And I feel like once people know that, you go back and listen to it and you can totally hear her. You can hear her influence.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I picked it right out.
Yeah. Misunderstood. I went into the studio that day and he goes, how do you feel? In one word. And I said, misunderstood. And that's pretty much how that happened.
That's awesome. Now, how about, here's a weird thing I'm going to ask you too. When I look at you, and you might be like, fuck you. The first thing that comes to mind is Rock and Roll Kardashian.
I'm not even mad at that. I'm not even sure what you mean though, but no, I'm not mad at that. I feel like that can only mean something good, I hope.
Yeah, no, totally, totally. Because you remind me, like, if Kim Kardashian went rock, you know what I mean?
Like looks wise or business wise?
Yeah. Looks wise, and actually, business wise
okay,
too.
Okay.
You got the whole business end going too for yourself.
I do. I'm really business oriented. It's like a fun game for me. It's fun.
Now, are you going to put together apps like Kim Kardashian as well?
You know what? I have talked to people about it. Yeah. But I've been so busy making the album, touring, and promoting it that I've had to kind of take a break from a lot of other stuff.
Nice. So now let me ask you one personal question that a fan sent in, and they wanted to know if there's one thing you can take away from this life that we're in and you want to be able to share with others, what would that be?
To always love yourself first and the most. That's what I learned.
That's huge. Speaks major volumes right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of our problems comes from not loving yourself the most, not putting yourself first.
It's true. And it's such a hard thing to do mm-hmm. to truly love yourself.
And it is one of the hardest things to do.
Absolutely.
I think that's why it's such a problem.
It is. So you guys are out on tour. You're actually rolling in here to Philly Tuesday night, sold out show. I'm excited.
Me too. This tour, we're on a tour with Ice Nine Kills, From Ashes to New and Falling in Reverse. All friends, all bands we've worked with before, all people we know well. So it's a really fun tour for us.
Nice. Now, are you guys on first or?
We are on first. A lot of people are upset about that. And we've had to explain why we're on first, because this is a what's considered a radio tour. All the bands have success on radio. And in that world, we're brand spanking new. So we have to earn our way now in that world. So we are first of four.
Interesting. Hey, got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
It works.
Makes sense. And we never complained. God, you know what? It's more the fans that get upset. We don't care. We never care. Put us on first, second, last. We'll put on a great show. It doesn't matter.
Absolutely. Now, you guys come out and meet the fans afterwards, or...
I'm sorry? Oh, We don't. I'm not allowed to anymore.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, I'm a fire hazard, and I block other people's merch, and I just it gets too crazy, chaotic. We might experiment and try a few things, but for the past year, I've been told I'm not allowed to sell merch anymore. So we'll see.
That's a shirt. This is like my whole new thing. Me and my my co-host who on my live show, mm-hmm. we started the shirt together. That's a shirt. I'm
yeah.
a fire hazard.
I'm a right fire there. Hazard.
I'm a fire hazard. That's the new
yeah,
Ash Costello
I was
shirt.
Told I'm a fire hazard.
Because that's amazing.
Some of the merch areas are like near exits or walkways or blocking walkways, and people crowd, and it blocks entrances and exits. And we've had security come and yell at the fans and yell at us. So we were told, can't do it anymore.
I'm a fire hazard. I'm telling you. That's a shirt.
I'm a fire hazard. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a good sign. But
absolutely.
I do miss meeting fans and selling shirts and stuff.
Cool. All right. Well, I know you got a busy day ahead of you. I just got two final requests. The first
oh, sure.
one, get you to cut an ID for me. This is Ash Costello of New Year's Day, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just that one right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, what's up? This is Ash Costello from New Year's Day, and you're listening to Totally Driven. Wait, oops. I already forget that. Totally Driven.
Totally Driven Radio.
Well, it was like Totally Drive. Well, I was like, wait, that's not it. Okay, sorry. Hey, this is Ash Costello. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Third time's a charm. Hey, this is Ash Costello from New Year's Day, and you're listening to Totally Driven Radio.
Awesome. Now you know.
How's that?
Like, because I like to do this, I'm going to keep all the flubs in there.
Oh, perfect. Thanks.
Because then you can be like this one. Like I love playing this one for people. Do you know Bumblefoot? Used to be
no.
Okay, here's Bumblefoot.
Uh-uh.
And it's hysterical. You ready?
Okay, right.
Hello, this is Ron Bumblefoot Thaw, and you're listening to Total Driven Radio.
That was close.
Close.
Close. Close. Totally Driven Radio.
That's what I said.
You said total. But now I'm breaking your balls.
Fuck, man. Do you want me to say it again, just for the hell of it?
Sure, why not?
All right. Hi. Okay, one more time. That was weird. Hey, everybody, this is Ron Bumblefoot Thaw, and you are listening to Totally Driven Radio.
See, the ones with the fluff are the best.
That's pretty funny. He's a good radio voice.
So then the next request is, like I said, my co-host Nick, his daughter is a huge New Year's Day fan, and if you can just
get
throw a shout. Oh, my God. Oh, a complete New Year's Day freak. And so if you can say hello
oh
to Bethany.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
She will lose her mind.
But yeah, what's her name?
Becca.
Okay. Hey, what's up, Becca? This is Ash Costello from New Year's Day, and I heard you're a fan of my band, and that is awesome. Thank you so much, and I hope I can see you at a show.
That poor girl is going to have a heart attack. She's going to lose her mind.
Please film it.
That's awesome.
Please
Ash,
film it for me.
She's going to lose her mind. I can't wait for it to hear her expression. You know what? We should get her to do like an expression on like Instagram when she hears it.
Yes, film it, please. I'd love that.
That would be awesome. Which that was.
I would love that.
How crazy important, like every time I saw it, I was getting so happy and excited for you guys, but all the fans, every time you guys were getting played on Octane, screenshotting it in their cars or their radios, you guys getting played and just popping it up on Instagram. How amazing was that?
Oh, so excited. We love that. We love that. We're so happy right now, and we can't believe how lucky we are. We really do have a really incredible fan base. We really do.
Yeah, that's awesome. That was like I said, I was excited for you guys. It was like birthday presents all day long.
Thank you. Thanks for noticing.
Absolutely.
We appreciate all the support, and we love you guys very much.
Well, Ash, thanks for doing this. This has been amazing, and I'll see you guys Tuesday night. If you guys want to get cheesesteaks, let me know.
Yeah. Absolutely. We'll definitely see you Tuesday night.
Awesome. Take care, Ash. See you Tuesday.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Twisted and dirty. Think that you know me. That you control me. Have you figured it out? Boy, I'm not breaking. Better get praying. You need the saving to keep it devout. I told you once.
Everybody rocks. Bay Ragney here, and there they are, New Year's Day with Shut Up. You can check out the brand new video for that. And you know, like Ash said, she got to kill our good friend Mr. Jose Mangan from Sirius XM Radio, so it's all in good fun. But I can't talk enough good things about this album, Unbreakable. I've literally been listening to it nonstop since it came out about 10 days ago, a week and a half ago. So make sure you check them out, New Year's Day. Look for them all over social media. Follow them all over social media. Buy the album. Go out and see them on tour. A lot of the shows are selling out quick. But if you do get to make it into the show, if you get tickets before it does sell out, you know, I'm sure they got probably CDs there or whatever. Make sure you buy a CD, buy T-shirts, buy the merch, support the bands out there on tour. Let's keep them out there on tour. Let's keep them rocking and rolling. Let's keep them making music and coming back for more. So how about that? So, and you know what? Do the same for us over here at Toad Gin Radio. Make sure you like us, love us, follow us. Look for us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, as well as Spotify, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, and Blog Talk Radio. Like us, love us, follow us, support us, and to you and yours, remember these very important words. Stay driven. See you, everybody.